Good morning. My name is Reverend J. Okamoto of Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. I'm currently serving Waipahu, Ewa, and Wainai Honganji. Today, I'd like to talk on how to understand the word Buddhism or Bukkyo. This Bukkyo, Butsudo, or Buppo was translated to Buddhism in English. Although this Buddhism is a controversial translation, I'd like to focus on the original Chinese or Japanese word, Bukkyo, which is composed by two Chinese characters, Buddha and teaching. There are three major ways to understand this pair of kanjis, which are, again, Buddha and teaching. Mostly, when two different kanjis are combined, one kanji modifies or describes the other. In some cases, the first letter and second letter become the same meaning. The first way to understand Bukkyo or Buddhism, and it is the most common understanding I think, is it is Buddha's teaching. In general, when we say Buddha, it is historical Shakyamuni Buddha who appeared in this world about 2,500 years ago. This Shakyamuni Buddha taught us a teaching, so we call it Buddha's teaching, and it is known as Buddhism today. The other way to understand Bukkyo or Buddhism is to think it from the perspective of the purpose of the teaching. When we think of the meaning of teaching, teaching is coaching, teaching is guidance, or teaching is training, which gives instruction to others to achieve something. Let's say, teaching is guidance. Guidance is literally an act of guiding, providing a counseling to choose a direction, supervise care, and assistance, and so forth. Thus, with a guidance, you can choose the right way to reach a destination. If the teaching is coaching, the teaching tells you the right training or action, and it tells you what have to be done to achieve your goal. If teaching is training, the teaching makes you stronger and better. Then, what will be brought to us by following Buddha's teaching? What is the purpose or destination of this teaching? It is to reach the highest enlightenment that Buddha had reached. So if we follow the teaching precisely, it will bring us up to the enlightenment, which means I become a Buddha. It is just like a path that laid down for us by Buddha. Buddha is saying, come this path, and this path leads to Buddha's enlightenment. So second way to understand Bukkyo or Buddhism is the teaching to teach the way to become a Buddha. The last way of understanding is Buddha and teaching are in equal relationship. So Buddha is teaching. We often hear Buddha reaches, guides, and protects us, but it is not something like a ghost or obake comes to me and protects me. We better not mix up Buddha and occult or supernatural something. Shinran Shonin said, Buddha is light. Light breaks the darkness. Darkness represents our state of being stuck in the suffering or a situation you do not know what to do. Darkness is also described as ignorance. This light shows us the way to be free from such situation. The light becomes a guidance when you do not know where you are, what to do, and where to go. But again, Buddha is not something like a supernatural power We cannot touch Buddha physically, and Buddha does not touch us physically. So, I think you know that Buddha does not heal your physical injuries or sickness. If you find a tumor in your body, don't wait for Buddha. Just go to see your doctor, and if necessary, please have a surgery. You may question about it, but it is what Buddha taught us. Buddha never said, if you listen to his teaching, you can live a long life. Buddha never said, if you listen to his teaching, your physical sickness will be cured. Buddha taught us, you get old, sick, and you will die, because you are born, and it is a flow of life. Everybody have to go through it. So did even Shakyamuni Buddha. I personally want to thank and go do gassho to my whole life when I die. I do not know how, where, when I die, but if I can, I would like to do so. It is scary to leave this human world, which I got used to so much, and which I have a strong attachment to. But at least, I do not want to regret my life. Then, the important point of my life will not be how I die, when I die, where I die. The point will be, how do I live my life? How do I think, face, and overcome the events which will occur in my life? What kind of happiness shall I pursue and live this life? What kind of meaning can I find out to my life? It is why Buddha is teaching. Teaching is wisdom, and wisdom is a light, which breaks the darkness of ignorance. Just as the sunlight breaks the darkness, embraces all equally, and nurtures lives, Buddha's teaching of wisdom breaks my darkness, embraces my whole life, and guides me to the right destination. It tells me what to do, what not to do. If there is something evil, it will tell me it is evil. Thus, I can prevent from coming close to it. If it is good, it will encourage me to come close and do something. This is how Buddha protects and guides me. Thus, listening to the teaching is very important in Buddhism. Frequently, the practice is emphasized on Buddhism, but actually, the practice and listening has to have a very good balance, because by listening to the teaching tells you the right way of practice. Even in our daily life, it is very easy to imagine a mistake which occurred because of a careless listening to the instruction. Bad listening draws to bad practice. Good listening draws to good practice. By listening to the teaching carefully and sincerely, the teaching comes into your life. Once you accept the teaching becomes your wisdom. But the nature of yourself is the same. Shinran Shonin said, the one full with blind passion. But if the one full with blind passion accept the wisdom, the one never be led by the blind passions because the wisdom is there. If the wisdom is there, it means the light is lit. You are not in the darkness anymore. You know how to live, what to do. The teaching shows you the way to go, so you go the way of Nembutsu. You live your life reciting Namo Amida Butsu. Such life will be or has been brought to us by the Buddhist teaching or Buddhism. Thus, once again, Buddhism can be understood in three ways. One is
teaching of Buddha. The teaching to teach the way to become a Buddha. And Buddha is teaching. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good day with Namo Amida Butsu.